You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of love.
Hey guys, Bing is for doing, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show. It's season 3, episode 5, A Cause for Concern. I'm Brooke Chavez, and joining me tonight is the lovely...
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Mr. Jake Dupree.
Uh-huh.
So, Jake, let's just get right into
okay,
it.
Okay, let's do this.
It was the night and day of the Royal Gala, the Blacks Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And the show starts out with Leah on the phone calling Alexia to find out. I mean, she already got on her knees in the past to find out, is Alexia going to be attending the gala? And we find out from Alexia that first she has prior commitments to go to this gay polo event.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what you think. Do you think that it was that she should have even gone to the event? Or
what do you think
about the whole ordeal?
First of all, let me start off with saying that I think Leah just wanted her to be there because she knows that her husband's going to drop big money.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's charity. Like, hello. And, of course, she wants to have, you know, make the money. So, great. Get the rich people there. But... I don't know. It's just, it's weird for me. Like, we'll get to this later, but, like, Alexia, it's just strange to me. Like, there's a very strange vibe that's going on with these women. And like Lisa said later in the episode, that Leah was the HBIC, and now she's not that anymore. And I feel like she's losing control, and
mm-hmm.
she's trying to at least pull someone in. I think that person is Alexia.
Oh, yes. She's definitely trying to wrangle her supporters back
yeah.
in.
Yeah. She has no one, I mean, except Joanna, but what ammunition does Joanna have? Like,
right.
Nothing.
Exactly. And so, and I just love how, if you notice, there's so many intricacies with Leah Black when she's on the phone with a girl. She's always like, hello, princess, or hi, beauty queen. And then at the end of the conversation, she's like, okay, goodbye, my Cuban Barbie doll. She's like, remember, I'm the one who named you that from the very beginning. And that's just like her little ways of kind of like keeping the girls in control. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Right?
I saw that a lot of people on Twitter were saying that watching the East Coast version, and
mm-hmm.
they were saying, oh, she's just saying that to like, you know, get her roper in. And I was like, exactly.
And of course, she's just wanting to make sure that Herman, you know, drops his dough.
Mm-hmm.
So then from there, we see Lenny and Lisa, and they're having, you know, the conversation that they've been having. And we know it's been such a struggle. And they're talking about finally going ahead and giving in and using a surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa starts crying because she's like, Lenny, you don't understand, you know, to think of our baby, my baby, and growing in someone else's belly. I mean, it's such a tough situation for
yeah, and I'm really glad that this is being brought up, especially on a show like this. And I'm glad, you know, Juliana and Bill, they went through that whole
mm-hmm.
thing. And I think it's cool for people to see because it's like there's so many options out there for people to have kids. It's like you don't have to carry it. I mean, I know that the feeling of probably being a mother and having that child grow inside of you is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but that shouldn't stop you from not having a family if you really want a family. And I'm glad that they're showing that.
Right, and especially if you want your own biological child.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not her baby. It's
right.
his sperm and her egg, so.
Right, and I mentioned this before. I can totally identify with how, you know, it might not be great to think about the fact that you can't carry your own baby, but,
yeah.
you know, once she has that baby in her hands and she sees that baby growing up, like we see with Juliana, yeah, you know, they'll put that behind
her. Yeah, she won't even think about that anymore.
Right, but it's definitely tougher, especially for a woman not knowing that you can't carry your baby.
Yeah.
So then we see it's the morning of the gala, and Leah's there having all her people figure out tables and arrangements. And she's like, oh, you would think that obviously she already figured all of this out. But she's like, oh, I don't know. Like, should I move this person last minute? And I don't know if Alexia's going to come for sure or not. And I have this big personality. And, you know, it's just her acting like there's chaos or whatever. You know, they got to stage something. So we just get a little snippet of that. And then, bam, shoot to the other girls who aren't going to the gala. Adriana, Marisol.
The fun bus.
Yeah. The Cubanterage. Uh-huh. Marisol, Anna, Alexia, and Lauren Foster, who we love.
Yeah.
And they're getting all cute and getting ready to go. They get on this ridiculous disco bus.
So trashy, but amazing at the same time.
Yes, exactly. With the stripper pole.
And the lasers and all that shit. That's so crazy.
I know. Love it. And so the minute they get on the bus, they just get down and start talking about business, and they are asking Adriana, like, why are you wearing the sunglasses? What's up, girl?
Play the violin. So
right,
go.
And Adriana, oh, I've been crying all night because Roman, you know, he basically, she always tells, I know you love her, but the story she tells, her version of story is always just like.
She likes to flourish. Overrun. I'll say that. She likes to flourish.
Exactly. And so she's like, Roman was intimidating me. He's talking down on me. And what do we get from Lauren? Yep. He's just a thug in Ferragamos.
That's the best line of the night. They better make a t-shirt with that. That's amazing. I will say it, and I'm going to say it. I told Brooke this, but I think Lauren Foster needs to be a housewife. It'd be fascinating watching her life.
I would love to.
She's fabulous and so cool. I'm like, I just love her.
Exactly. So what do you think, though, about what Adriana was saying about Roman and, like, his intimidating her? Like, do you see that? And whose side are you on with Frederick and Roman?
I mean, I just think that the men should stay out of it. I mean, I do like that Roman is defending Joanna because, I mean, for someone to call your girlfriend, like, a hooker and a prostitute, I mean, that's uncalled for, and I'm glad that he's at least sticking up for her, but I don't know. I'm always going to be a fan of Adriana. I think she's funny, but there just needs to be, like, the boys just need to stay out of it and let these girls just have their, like, catty ridiculousness.
Right, but at one point, and this was mentioned on the last episode, Roman, I think one of the reasons that he was upset was because Frederick tweeted something.
Exactly.
And I forget exactly what he
acting
tweeted.
Acting like girls. Like,
right.
Leave it to
so
the girls.
So it's something that's between Roman and Frederick. Of course, he's also pissed off because, you know, Adriana was calling her, like, super whore and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. But I don't know. I really... It's funny to see them have their own little drama, kind of like in the other Housewives franchise, like the Joes.
And Orange County. The Atlanta men, they have all...
They want to get their, like, time in. Uh-huh. So I love watching that. But I do feel like sometimes Roman gets into a zone, and it's, like, kind of scary.
Yeah.
And he's really rude and kind of obnoxious.
But I think it's also... It's just his presence, because he's so, like, big and tall and French, and I feel like there's just, like, really intimidating about him.
Yeah.
And he just is, like, very aggressive and, like, those crazy eyes that he does a lot. Eyebrow movements.
Oh, I know. He's always doing that.
Yeah. I don't think that he should necessarily, like... I don't feel like he attacked Adriana at all for her to, like, be upset and cry or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's... You just have to be careful, like, the way that men speak to women sometimes. I mean,
exactly.
I just don't think that that's appropriate to be that aggressive. But I understand what he was, you know, his intention was to just defend Joanna, so that's
right.
Okay.
But apparently also Frederick mentioned that Frederick had apologized to him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at the car wash,
right? And and they had, like, a gentleman's talk, and everything was all good. And then all of a sudden, again, Roman's like, whatever, forget you. So he just,
I mean,
so he just said, okay,
to be
it's
quite
all
frank,
good,
they're just acting like little bitches. Like, that's the best term for their, like, their behavior. It's
sometimes
ridiculous.
I feel like the men want to have more drama than the women sometimes.
Yeah.
And then not only that, what else was I going to say? Oh, with, do you believe what Adriana said about the Colombian girl? Do you think that Roman's actively cheating?
I mean, it's hard for me to believe with a fiance like Joanna, even though she might be annoying and, like, nitpicky all the time, that if she was like, I want to have sex, and he's like, I'm not in the mood. I mean, come on.
Why are you not in the mood to have sex with Joanna Krupa?
Even if you hate her, and if this girl just being, like, willing, I'm sure that he would take the chance. I feel like that.
So he must be dipping in something else,
mm-hmm.
in another pool,
mm-hmm.
so to say.
Another Colombian pool, if you
exactly.
will.
Exactly. You know what? I mean... He is in the nightlife industry.
I mean,
and
that lends itself to that. I mean, I would be nervous if I was dating someone or engaged to someone in the nightlife industry. I'd be mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It just feels, it would take a very secure person to be okay with that.
And then also, you know, in past seasons when Joanna found those text messages or those exchanges, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was text or email or what.
Something.
I remember because obviously I'm Psycho Super Housewives fan. Like, I was pausing to try to read.
Try to read everything.
And that was ridiculous, some of the stuff that was going back and forth.
Clearly flirty. But he owned up to it, though.
Yeah, he
was
said, like,
yeah, I mean, we
and
were.
And I was planning on leaving you.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least he was honest. I mean, that sucks to say, but at least he didn't lie about it, though.
I'm surprised she let it go so quickly and so easily, though, too.
Yeah.
Based on the messages, I mean, it looked like he was having a full-fledged mm-hmm. affair.
Yeah. If it wasn't a physical affair, it was an emotional affair. That's what he said, too. It was like
That's
an emotional
what he says,
thing.
Uh-huh. But, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
I saw one piece that it was like, so are we going to meet up at this point or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, I don't know. I have a feeling he's probably been there.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
So the girls are, yeah, they're all talking whatever they're talking about the guys, and they're all against Leah, of course, and it starts raining, which is really funny, and then all of a sudden it starts leaking in the bus, so they're in this leaky disco bus.
This bus is hood. I like it,
so
though.
So hood. And then, so they're on their way, and then we get a snapshot back at Lisa, and beautiful Lisa, who we just love.
Fabulous.
She's all alone at her home, and she's getting ready, and she's talking about how she's, like, always by herself, waiting on Lenny, who's working, and then he shows up late, and so he has to stay behind, and she takes the car, but he shows up with something wonderful and beautiful. Like, I didn't realize it was
$400,000. That's ridiculous.
Wow. She's a lucky girl. And so he told her, you know, I realize we have this next cycle that we're going through, and I just want you to be happy. So
that's really sweet.
I know.
Yeah, she's like, well, late what? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't hear you from the bling that's going through my eyes.
I know.
Right now.
I'd be very happy. I'd be like, what cycle, honey? It's all good. So then we go back. So from then on, we're going back and forth between the gala and the polo event. Mm-hmm. And we're back at the polo event. And I was kind of annoyed. So they're all sitting around having drinks and watching the event and looking at the different booths, and everyone's talking about Leah's gala. And Alexia doesn't say a damn thing the entire time, like, ho-hum.
I do understand the situation, because it's like, if you want to leave, but you don't necessarily want to make these people disappointed, mm-hmm. it's just like, I get that uncomfortable feeling. It's nice to see, like, other adults going through something like that, too. I mean, because that's going to be tough, because she wants to go to this event, but she doesn't want to make them mad.
Right, right. And
But
I just feel like if her intentions are in the right place for going to the event, and she said it's about, A, my husband Herman is a businessman. He's well known in Miami. Mm-hmm. He has friends that are going. I mean, it's about networking. And then B, the most important reason, it's for charity. It's for these kids.
These kids are
less
fortunate.
They've always gone.
Yeah.
Herman's always contributed. It's something that they do. And it's like, let's let bygones be bygones for a charity event.
Yeah, she should have just been like, I'm going, charity. Like, I'm going to help these little kids. I don't know.
And I was just,
it was weird.
Yeah. And she just pretty much acted like, I have no idea. You know, I'm probably not going to be going. I don't know, you know. And it was just annoying. But, but it was cute. So they're going around and looking at the booths. Mm-hmm. And,
those are fun, though.
Yeah. And there was, like, an Irish booth. And then there was a booth with a panther.
Uh-huh.
And all the ladies are running up to the panther. And Adriana was like, oh, cougars love a, I don't know what she called it, a tiger. She called it a tiger.
Oh, a leopard.
And then she called it a leopard.
Yeah.
And then Anna said, sorry, she puts the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Anna comes up with some really good one-liners. She's good. She's quick
really
with it.
She's really witty. She's a smart girl. So then we go back to Leah. And Leah's in her hotel room, and all of a sudden, Taylor Hicks shows up, which is so
It's like,
weird.
Who has heard or thought about him in the first place?
I know.
Ugh, he was up against Catherine McPhee his season, and mm-hmm. Catherine McPhee has been, like, on Smash and, like, a million things, and is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Taylor Hicks, like, what?
I know. What is he doing now? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Aside from trying to revive himself by coming on Real Housewives of Miami.
He's trying to be relevant for a minute. He was on Broadway for a little bit. He was in Grease, and he was touring with Grease, actually. Mm-hmm. So,
poor Taylor Hicks.
Yeah.
He's too nice. He needs to, like, be involved in some scandal or something so we can start talking. Is he heterosexual?
I think so. I mean,
asked him if he was single, and he was just like, I'm happy.
Oh, yes.
Which is an interesting...
Yeah. What?
I know.
I mean, that'd be an interesting turn of events if Taylor Hicks turned out to be gay. Yeah, maybe he should be at the polo event instead of
Exactly. The Met Gala. Performing at the polo event with the leopard. And then she has, it was just so awkward, this whole one scene. And then the Jeffrey Rachtauer, I believe, is this jeweler, the jeweler to the stars in Miami, and he comes with all of these ridiculous bling. And it was just so weird. Taylor's just sitting there like,
I know.
Why am I here? And then she's trying on like, you know, 100 carat
like Taylor rings. Who now? Yeah,
exactly. And the original reason she was there was with a girl named Beth from Texas who's helping her with her tell all book.
Oh, yes.
Which we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
But it's fiction slash not fiction. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's strange.
So do you
You're not Bethany Frankel. I'm sorry.
I know, right? Her show premiered today, by the way.
It did. I watched it. So, me too. I love her.
Anyway, that's another housewife for another day. And then we go back to Lenny and Lisa, and Lisa's heading off to meet up with Leah. And let's see. There was a lot of back and forth between the polo event and the gala. And one thing that, so we go back to the gala, and one thing that I thought was interesting was that Lisa and Leah are sitting together. They're at her hotel room, and Leah said, you know, these girls are just a bunch of junior high gang of girls, like, hating on the prom queen. I was like, ooh. Really?
I was like, you're not going to get people on your side with saying that.
Exactly. And Lisa said, you know, she used to be the HBIC, and now it's kind of like, you know, she's losing all, like, yeah.
She lost all control. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny, because it's like, each housewife city has, like, kind of the older, like, mother character of it, mm-hmm. who's kind of like, you guys are silly and like, I'm just involved and I'm kind of, like, trying to keep y'all together. And this is the first time I've really seen that girl kind of become dethroned. And, I mean, Vicky was a lot like that in Orange County, too, mm-hmm. for everyone that watches Orange County Housewives. But Leah, I mean, the tables have completely turned on her because she was always the one that was just like, I'm silly and funny and I say weird things sometimes and like, you all like me or whatever.
Right. And she was always in the middle of the drama, like mm-hmm. more right in the middle.
Yeah. Like what really Lisa's role is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's not that way anymore.
Not so
I kind
much.
Of like it though. I kind of like seeing her at odds with people because she gets, it's funny because she like says kind of her, she has good confessional moments where it's just her alone. Like, she has a really well thought out thing. But when she's in the moment, I feel like she doesn't bring her A game. Like, right. she's off and, like, doesn't really defend herself the way she should.
Right. For example, when they had the argument at Venue and she talked to Adriana and Frederick and she's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, it has nothing to do with you, Frederick. But yeah, she was saying, like, how are you going to, like, take from me when you're with Frederick? So you have a point there.
Yeah. So why? Just own what you have to say.
And Adriana specifically said she does that. She'll get on the sides, the good side of the guy, of the man. So then the woman has no choice but to, you know, follow. Yeah. I wouldn't follow my man anyway, but you know what I mean? But she has a point there that Leah's, I mean, she's not stupid about what she's doing.
No, so. Leah's very strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's calculating.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she, but sometimes she can, like, fluster a little bit.
Yeah.
In the midst of, you know.
And, I mean, I feel like at the reunions, too, she's a lot like that. She's kind of, like, offering. Like, if people start coming at her, she's like, huh. Like, you know, she doesn't know what to do. Like, standing up. On my back! You know, all that.
On my back! Oh, my goodness. And then, so back to the Cuban mafia here. Adriana. So they're talking about Leah, and she specifically straight up says, you know what? I'm scared of her. To be honest with you, like, I'm scared of Leah and what she has the potential to do.
I mean, look at the people that she pulls for just her charity, like a mm-hmm. charity event. It's not even like a red, you know, I mean, it is a red carpet, but it's not like the Emmys or the Oscars. It's like a charity event, and she's pulling huge, and I mean, pretty big names in Miami.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I would be nervous, too, going up against her because I feel like she has a lot of pull, it seems,
in Miami. Yeah, she definitely does. She's the unofficial mayor of Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. But at the end, when they're all getting back in the bus, Alexia is like, well, guys, I've had this driver here who's been waiting for like two hours.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? So, and she's like, you know, because I wasn't feeling well. She's still skirting around, like, the fact that just, she's going to the gala. And she's like, and I feel, you know, Herman sent him. I wasn't feeling well. And Maddie Soul, she really steps in. She's like, well, whatever. Just come with us. We're leaving now.
Yeah.
And Alexia's like, well... Herman, I think Herman's going to go to the gala. I'm like, really?
That's the way you're going to bring this
that's
up?
That's the way. I would just own it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you know your heart's in the right place, just say, you know what? This is stupid. I'm going to the gala. And eventually, after they talk in the bus, at the end, she does say, you know what? You guys need to grow up. This is mm-hmm. not about winning or losing. You know, this is about a charity event. But
I mean, Alexia's not in... I mean, Alexia hasn't been in the situation where Leah's basically trying to ruin two people's lives. I mean, she attacked Marisol, and Marisol's career... I mean, she attacked her business. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing to attack a person, but attack their business. Like, that's their livelihood outside of this show. Like, I feel like people shouldn't attack that mm-hmm. and attack someone's, like, game and, like, what they're trying to do. And she attacked Adriana, like, saying that she's... you know, lying to her and stuff. I mean, she did.
Right.
She did lie to her. I'll admit that. But I feel like Alexia is smart because this magazine business, I mean, it seems to do really well. And mm-hmm. she doesn't want someone like Leah to come up against her either. But it looks like it right. might be happening.
It might be after happening this. Because, and I really thought she was going to head to the gala.
Yeah.
She gets home and decides all of a sudden once she... you know, gets in the shower and is starting to get ready that she's not going to go to the gala anymore.
I'm like, this is the longest day that's ever happened
know,
in Housewives
exactly,
history.
Exactly. It was like one day and yeah. all of these, you know, going back and forth. And I was really surprised by that.
I was
surprised.
Too.
So clearly she's decided that she's going to take her friend's side.
I mean, I kind of do wish that they would have gone to the event just so it could have been like, I don't know, an olive branch.
I wish
a little
she would
bit.
Have proven her point as well. I mean, she stood up finally and said, "Hey, it's not about winning or losing. You know, it's about something more." And then she doesn't go. So, like, okay, so what is it about?
So you're
then?
Not for the kids, like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just strange.
And I don't think that I don't really think that the Cuban gals would have been that pissed.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, she's like, I feel bad not donating to this charity. End of discussion. Like, they can't say that because it's her money and her husband's money. Like, they can't,
right.
you know,
say but I'm
like,
sure
how she
still is upset about what supposedly, and she just, I think she believes that Leah was saying these horrible things about her sons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting that she just now decided to be like, I'm standing up for this because it seemed like she brought it up, but it was like kind of fine. But she seems to take her kids, like, I mean, she's a, like mama bear a little bit about the kids. So mm-hmm. I understand where
she's
coming
all about
from.
Her kids.
Yeah.
And another thing, so Anna's the one who said, you know, Leah always wins. And then she's like, it's not about winning or losing. But then Adriana said, well, let me put it another way. She always gets her way.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the most part, she has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really has some pull over these girls, but they're kind of slowly slipping from her grip. And now she's like, I don't know what to do.
Grasping at straws.
Exactly. Who am I going to get on my side? And how can I, you know, pull them to my side? I don't know. I think it's all for their age, a little bit petty.
Uh-huh.
Especially, I think it's really commendable what she's doing with this gala, this charity event. I mean, there's a little bit of an agenda that, you know, it's
uh-huh.
kind of made her known within the city.
A
but at least somebody
up.
Is getting some good from it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I guess you can do whatever you want if you're raising money for a good cause.
Yeah.
So.
Which is what most, you know, socialite elitist people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's just an excuse to drink and, like, you know, waste money. But not waste money because, you know.
If someone has the money to spend.
It goes
yeah.
towards charity. But, you know, the things that they're bidding on sometimes are a little ridiculous.
A little silly.
Yeah. So then we cut back to the gala again. And all of these interesting characters are showing up.
Dennis Rodman.
OMG. So Dennis Rodman gets there and Leah says... to one of the waiters, like, quickly runs off to the side. He's still on the red carpet getting photographed, and she's like, can you get 2 vodka sodas for Dennis, please? I'm like, hello, guys. He was in celebrity rehab in
yeah.
Sober House.
Yeah.
It's like, not very supportive.
I feel like the production team, like, made a point to show that clip, because they didn't have to show
yeah,
that,
have
you
to
know?
Show that didn't make,
yeah.
it had nothing to do with the Real Housewives, like, what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
And I was just waiting for the ball to drop with Dennis Rodman for him to, like, do something ridiculous.
I know. I mean, he looked ridiculous.
And he openly admitted, you know, he has a problem with alcohol.
Yeah.
Finally on the show. I think that's just unfortunate that...
And then we see Elaine, too.
Yes, we see Elaine Lancaster.
Her crazy dress and her crazy wig.
And her hair, yeah. I'm
surprised we haven't seen her more this season.
I know, I really would love to see her.
I feel like maybe she made a point, like, herself. She was like, I don't know if I want to be on this as much as I was. Because last season was, like, all about her.
Yeah.
And, like, Marisol.
Yeah.
So.
But I still love watching her.
I did, too. She's ridiculous.
So then we see Lenny and Lisa and Fred, or not Frederick, Roman... and Joanna, and they're all standing around, and Roman's talking about the little tiff he had again with Frederick, and Lenny's trying to play the mediator, like Lisa tries to play the mediator with the girls. He's like, maybe we should get all the guys together, have a couple of drinks, talk this out, hash this out. But I think even if they were to do that, that it would be like superficial and like,
yeah,
I don't know. That's
like a little scripted for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, because I feel like they don't hang out. Feel like the guys don't hang out.
No.
I don't know.
Not like others on other shows.
No.
Yeah. They're not family.
And then Lisa had that amazing line about Joanna's fake bangs.
Oh, yeah.
What was the lead up to that? What was, like, the punchline?
What was she saying that was...
Oh,
I can't remember now.
Shoot.
It was so funny.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't remember. But it was Lisa. That was a really funny moment. She was like, you have fake bangs or whatever.
Yeah. I love Lisa's just, like, she'll just say whatever.
Yeah. But it's all in fun, too. Yeah. Like, she's not... I feel like she's not cutting people down like some of the other ones.
Yeah, but she's not someone to be stepped on. Kind of like her...
No, her tagline.
Tagline, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people underestimate me all the time, and it's true. Like, she'll stand up for herself.
Uh-huh.
Which is even more surprising when you see the next episode when she's talking the stuff she's talking to her mother-in-law. I'm like, oh, my goodness, girl.
That takes balls. To stand up to your mother-in-law.
Yeah,
that's
really
intimidating, I would feel like.
I know. And I don't know who said it. I think it was Lisa, but she's like, oh my goodness, the fact that these girls aren't here is ridiculous. Let's just let all the kids suffer because we all hate Leah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think they should have, like, taken the high road and been above it. And if they've always gone to the gala. Mm-hmm.
And it could also be, like, a little, like turn your nose up at Leah to be like, look at all this money I'm donating to your charity, you know? So she could feel silly for being mean to them.
Right. Exactly. So like, she's apparently always the one. They're the charity cases, and she's helping them. So don't I, like, I'll donate to your charity now. I'm like.
Exactly.
So, but they didn't take that opportunity, which is sad. And Leah had a really hard time this time with them auctioning off some of her gifts, like the Emmys tickets and a necklace.
People were not interested at all.
And then so randomly, a Polish woman donated $10,000 in Joanna's name. And Joanna was like, what's going on? Yeah,
that was really weird.
That was so weird.
I didn't know. I mean,
she was spilling out of her dress.
A lot of spillage. There was a lot of spillage. A lot of cleave going on.
Yeah. Lenny could not help that situation. I don't think so.
It'd take a mountain to move that.
This is just.
I don't know if that makes sense, but whatever.
This is just an odd episode. I feel like it was a little anticlimactic.
It was all over the place.
Though, especially Flo Rida came, took his shirt off.
Yeah. And speaking of Flo Rida, if you want to go to iTunes and download our show, you can download it, listen to it, rate it, and then you can go on iTunes and buy some Flo Rida music.
Exactly.
Segue, full circle. And if you, while you're there on iTunes, you can also buy Cereal Buddies, which Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, they both put together, and it is really, really funny. It's like Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. So yeah,
you guys will love it. You definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, it's cute and fun and silly, and it keeps our lights on here. So.
Yeah,
bye.
We can talk more gossip and crap about all the Real Housewives that we love, though.
Exactly. You love it.
We have a love-hate relationship with them.
For sure. So,
with Flo Rida. So at the very end, which is the cheesiest thing, he was like, when I say Leah, you say Flo.
I can't. That was so silly.
I know.
But, so. I mean, it's her gala, and she's paying his, you know.
And they didn't show Taylor performing.
they showing him playing his harmonica.
All that he got was his little cameo when he, had to sit there awkwardly as Leah tried on her jewels. It was just sad because I'm sure he went on this, he did what he did so that he could get a little bit of play time, some air time, and, show his, talent.
Yeah.
And they didn't even, show him singing once, which is so unfortunate.
Oops. He probably was like, while they were like, people were sitting down, he was just like the background music, probably.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So, but.
But good
all,
for him, though. I mean, look, we're talking about him now, so.
Exactly. If you want more airtime, you can come on this show and we'll let you play.
And if you want more Taylor Hicks, you can go to iTunes and download his music.
Exactly. And rate our show and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. What else do you want to add? It was just.
I've been waiting for the episode to, one episode to really peak, and then that causes all the craziness. But
right, and the gala, there's always something that happens. It's crazy or interesting at the gala, and it was just all what was to be expected. You knew the Cuban Mafia wasn't going to go.
Yeah,
and then I love the last shot was Flo Rida singing, and then it goes to them, and they're all sitting in the leaky disco bus, whoa.
Yeah. So sad. So why don't we get into some predictions?
All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that Leah is going to come full force for Alexia.
Oh, go after her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't show up.
I think she's not going to believe her. I mean, I do think that Alexia was genuinely sick, but then she says in her confessional, she was like, I'm going to side with my friends. So, I mean, Leah's going to come for her.
Right. So, yeah. Oh, for sure. The mm-hmm. fact, do we know that Herman showed up or not? Did he show up after all? Or
I don't know.
Neither one
I don't know. That was a weird, the continuity of that was kind of strange, so Leah. I don't know. I don't know if
I
we actually
I felt
met.
Like I saw Herman on the red carpet, though.
Maybe.
At the beginning, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we know, too, we got a little glimpse into hearing that apparently Adriana found out.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
That something about Leah, but I don't
Leah
know
Leah changed her name and was married before.
Right, and apparently she did this all in secret.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is true. I knew that the leaf would turn at some point and we'd get some more info. But I still don't think that just because... Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly. It's a little dirt throat. It's like
Adriana's trying to deflect still. So, like, if that happened, like, that's, you know...
I mean...
That just goes to show that, like,
It's funny that this stuff has not come out before. Because they've both been on all three seasons. So, I don't know. It's interesting that they haven't, like, been able to find this stuff.
But I'd love to hear more dirt about Leah.
Yeah.
Just because,
it's interesting. And, of course, if she's bringing all this stuff about Adriana, like, here it comes.
Exactly.
Get ready. I'm excited about it.
We all have, you know, a little bit of dirt. But anyhow, so that's
that. Yes, we do.
So, this is the end of the show, guys. Thanks for watching. And if you would like to know more about us or follow us, you can follow me at Brooke Chavez LA on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.